So we can never say that any lake is safe for swimming, just because water flows. So that's why every week we go and we do beach sampling at the three, well, three beaches in Timmins and then two in surrounding communities. And we post on our website for the dates that they were sampled, but they're just representative of the water quality on the date it was sampled. So that's why we would advise people to kind of consider when they're going to a beach. It's not recommended to swim like 2 days after heavy rainfall, or if they're seeing a lot of like anything else of concern. And of course, if there's heavy rain, wind condition, or presence of like birds or aquatic life, those can all affect what those results are. Now, so on our Beachwise website, like I said, it indicates which beach, which community, and the date of the sample and what the status is. Now, if at any point we received a result that was not satisfactory, then we would post that the like the you'll see on the website the sign that has the swimming advisory sign that we would post at the beach. We also post on our main page as well as on Facebook. And then we would resample to, until we get a satisfactory water result, and then we would lift that swimming advisory.
How many times and how often between them before you would lift the advisory?
So we would resample once afterwards, and if it was satisfactory, we would lift it. But if it's an unsatisfactory resample results, then we would continue to resample until it came back clear.
Okay, but when do you do the sample after the first sample it says it's not clear?
So we would do it as soon as we got the water results. So if we sampled on, say, Wednesday and we got the water results, say, Thursday afternoon, if possible, we would go out Thursday afternoon or Friday morning to resample.
Okay. You mentioned birds, which are a lot of Achilles Lake and other aquatic life. What's their contribution to whether it's safe or not?
Birds do carry bacteria. They unfortunately also defecate as well, which can also cause for the high levels of E. coli, which is what we are testing for. And we sample five, we collect five different samples within the same beach, and it's the geometric mean that indicates what the E. coli level is, and that indicates whether the beach is open and swim at your own risk, or it's a do not swim, like a swimming advisory.
Okay, so you never tell anyone it's okay to swim there. It's always at your own risk.
Yes, just the nature of water and how it flows and how it can change at any point. So what our results are basically what we witness at the time of our visit.
Okay, and rain also washes all kinds of stuff into the
Yes,
water.
and that's the problem with surface water in general.
Okay, anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I would just add that if anybody would like to get in more information, they can visit our Porcupine Beachwise webpage, both available in English and French, just to get the updates.